The gap technique. As with all these techniques, it's important that you give yourself a sense of quiet space. Nothing is going to be interrupting it. You're definitely not doing these while driving. And you allow yourself the time to really fully be with it. So, to begin, sit with your eyes closed in a comfortable position. And notice that when you close your eyes, there are a number of things that happen. The first is the sound of my voice may become more acute. This background sounds may also become more acute. When we close off one sense, others come into the foreground. Nothing to do about this, except just notice that that's how it is. The second thing you may notice is that your sense of touch is heightened. Maybe your sense of temperature, or a breeze if there's one in the place that you're in, or even how your body is touching the chair or resting on other parts of your body. Again, nothing to do about this except notice that that's what happens when you take the sense of sight offline. And you may also notice that you have thoughts, and thoughts that come and go, much like clouds in front of a blue sky on a partially cloudy day. It's there, and then it passes through, and it's gone. It's there, and it passes through, and it's gone. Some linger a little longer than others, but they always change. So I'm just going to ask you to take a little time to notice your thoughts. Again, nothing to do about them. Just notice that that's what happens. And now also notice that your thoughts emerge from a background of silence in much the same way as the clouds are in the background of the silent blue sky. What I'm going to ask you to do now is, if you allow yourself, you can bring that silent background more into the foreground, almost as if you were focusing on the silent sky more than you were focusing on the clouds. It's not that the thoughts will go away, you're just bringing the silence more into your awareness. I'll let you practice with that for a minute. And just notice that, yes, the thoughts will come back every now and again. And if you find yourself thinking about a thought and meandering off, just bring yourself back to the awareness of the silent background from which the thoughts emerge. And as you begin to fully experience this silent background, also notice that there's a kind of vastness to it. And it has some descriptors, whatever the descriptors are for you. It might be the word peace, calmness, space, quiet, whatever it is, that is what it is. So just let yourself take a little bit of time here to genuinely feel into the space of the silent background that's in between all of the thoughts emerging and going back down into the silence. So now I'm going to ask you, at the end of this gap exercise, to bring your awareness back into the room as you open your eyes, and notice that even while having just opened your eyes, there's a sense of the presence of that silent background. It's always there. It's always been there. This is a place from which to draw your natural knowing, from which to experience your sense of wholeness, because if you notice in that space, there was no feeling of anything missing. this is also the beginning of the Sanyama exercise and the Agape technique. So I'm just going to end this so that you can be with this and have this completely separate from the others.